Hewlett-Packard Company Chairman Meg Whitman has announced plans to split the tech giant into separate publicly traded companies. One of the resulting companies will make and market PCs and printers. The other will focus on enterprise hardware, software, and services. HP is the sixth largest federal IT contractor on the Washington Technology list of the top 100. So the split could have implications for agencies that buy HP products and services. For some insight, we turn to Afzal Bari, senior technology analyst with Bloomberg Government. Afzal, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so HP gets about $4 billion a year in federal revenue. Do we know what it is the government buys in terms of those two resulting companies from HP?
Sure, yeah. So roughly 70% of that is direct prime federal contracts, and about 30% of that are products or subcontracts that that mostly go through their resellers, right? So, and if you're looking at the prime dollars, a huge chunk of that, close to $1 billion last year, was actually just from the continuity of services contract for the Navy's NGEN project and really continuing NMCI. So.
Okay, so it doesn't really buy tons and tons of PCs and printers from HP, in other words.
No. Actually, so, again, if you dig into the numbers and look at the vast majority of what they're doing is actually on the services side. So.
All right, so because HP, I guess, wanting whatever they call it, the service company, they're going to want that, they're going to need that federal piece then, in other words, to have some mass in that company.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the enterprise services company, a decent part of it will be the federal market. So, again, if you run the numbers, about $1 billion plus.
Okay. So, and what is the company's footprint in terms of the GWACs and other vehicles they are on? I mean, they just got an award for the latest version of NASA SOUP, for example.
Yeah, sure. So they actually have a huge footprint on lots of different vehicles. So, but there isn't one vehicle that predominates when it comes to their federal market. At least, again, those vehicles are really important when it comes to prime contracts. So, to give some sense of numbers, so last year they spent they won about a $1.4 billion from that continuity of services contract. The next biggest contract from a procurement point of view was Eagle One, where they only had about $140 million.
Eagle One is Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, yeah, and that one's rolling off, obviously. So,
okay, so therefore, then whatever stuff they buy, pieces, $100, $500 things from Hewlett Packard, those go mainly through resellers.
Yeah, so again, if you do the math, it's roughly 30% of the money goes through resellers of the money that they're getting. So that's the difference. If you look at the Washington Technology list and the methodology there, they actually include a lot of those reseller dollars, whereas other lists end up not including those. So.
So are they, I mean, are any of the companies in the business, I mean, it used to be that an agency would make an agreement to buy 200 or 300,000 PCs over the next umpty-ump numbers of years. Those kind of contracts really don't exist anymore, do they?
Well, so they have, they do end up going through the resellers, and they also do end up going through buying directly, but it's often part of a bigger project. So, for example, NGEN is a much bigger project than just buying PCs.
Okay, so what do you think the likely effects then of this corporate split will be on federal? Sum it up.
So there are a couple of things. I don't think there will be a huge difference because of the way that HP has already been structured when it comes to separating out their enterprise services division and their products division. The one area where it might be a big issue is if you think about those huge contracts, sometimes there might be an opportunity for them to basically provide the PCs at cost in exchange for getting lots of service revenue. Now, you can do that if you have both divisions. You can't really do that if you're partnering with a separate product company, then that product company is going to want profit margin as well. So, another way to think about it is whenever these companies end up merging, so whenever there are mergers in the marketplace, they always talk about synergies, and that's one of the classic synergies that they talk about. This is just the reverse of that.
Yeah, so they won't have that synergy once they no longer control that channel of business.
Exactly, yeah.
We're speaking with Afzal Bari. He's senior technology analyst for Bloomberg Government. Now, this looks to me similar to what IBM did a number of years ago when it spun off all of its PCs and peripherals business to Lenovo. And I think its printer business went somewhere else, maybe there too. And now you've got a services company, although they still have enterprise hardware. Is that kind of what this is going to look like when HP is done?
Yeah, exactly. So so digging into the details, HP is keeping the server division as part of the new enterprise services division. So so basically, the enterprise services will have servers, but it will not have desktops and notebooks, which is, you know, the desktop and notebook market has been somewhat commoditized anyway.
So it looks like HP could then, whatever, again, I'm calling it HP, maybe they'll keep, one of the companies is going to have that name, one of them won't. But the services and corporate hardware company looks like they might be well positioned for cloud business, which is something they haven't really talked about much.
Yeah, well, so it was actually, they will be somewhat well positioned for cloud. Up until now, they've been trying to get into cloud. They did the purchase of Autonomy partly for that last year. And they will, they did include it as part of a main part of the rationale for this split is actually to be able to focus on the cloud a little bit more. What will be interesting is with virtual desktop solutions, for the virtual desktop infrastructure, you could have HP Enterprise Services actually providing some of those cloud offerings and competing against its former sister company, HP, that's selling traditional desktops.
And what could happen to that other company? Because there's been some speculation it could merge with EMC.
Yeah, so EMC is really strong in the storage space, but you know, it's really just speculation at this point.
Okay, and getting back to that enterprise services side of HP, do we know much about what it is offering to the federal government in terms of services?
So a lot of it's traditional infrastructure services. A lot of it is dealing with the servers themselves, so installation and support for the services that HP has been selling.
But what services does it sell? You said the installation for the services, but it sells like network design and that kind of thing?
Exactly. Installations for the servers, rather. So installation for the servers, network design, integration. And, you know, one of the other impacts is right now that HP Enterprise Services Division has kind of needed to use HP equipment, so this will free them up to be able to use equipment from IBM or others.
Okay, and so I guess we don't really talk about investment issues here, but does this look like something that will be the releaser of values that some of the stock value that some of the analysts have been saying they should have for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, so in general, HP's enterprise division, which is the one that to watch here, they already have a pretty good operating margins, so about 22%, compared with the median for their peer group is about 18%, so it's slightly higher, but it's by no means in the top quartile or top decile. So it could unlock value if they're able to move up the and increase their operating margins.
So the contracts that HP has now on the various GWACs around town and some of the agency-specific acquisition contracts, what will happen to those if what it is those contracts are aimed at the well, some of them are aimed at the parts and pieces, the printers and PCs. Some might be aimed at the services side. Will both be able to keep their places on those contracts?
No, in general, they'll split them up, and so that's part of that 1 year long transition. They'll figure that out.
Okay, Aftal Bari is senior technology analyst with Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.